Chapter 11. The tide had turned. The dwarfs had routed the soldiers of Barnabas. Nath had the overseer by the throat and the amulet in his hand.
"Send the dragons away,"
Nath ordered.
"Never,"
Dormus said.
"I'll see our deaths first."
Nath took the amulet and smashed it on a stone. The stone cracked. The dragons weren't far, and he knew they moved fast. It would be open season on him and the dwarfs.
"Brenwar!"
Nath yelled.
"Get over here!"
Brenwar pushed his way through the skirmish. Nath tossed the amulet on the ground.
"Smash it! Hurry!"
Warhammer went up and came down. The hammer hummed like a great chime, but the stone remained. The dragons arrived. No sooner had they than the dwarfs initiated a full-scale assault. The first three of them were flung aside like toys. Others were stomped into the ground. A white bolt shot from the sky. A dragon roared. A smoking hole was in its side. Bezog hung in the air above. He yelled down,
"I can't hold them off! Do something!"
The Elderwood staff sparked to life. White-hot light blasted from it and smacked into another dragon. One by one, the dragon's wings hummed to life, and slowly they sailed up and surrounded Bezog.
"Dragon!"
Ben said, holding arrows.
"I need your spit on these!"
Nath spat on the tips. They glowed to life. Ben knocked and fired. The arrow exploded onto one dragon's neck. It bucked in midair and crashed through the roof of a building below it. Above, Bezog tried to float away, but the dragons cut him off. Nath couldn't get up there. He couldn't do anything. His friend would be dead any moment. He slammed Dormus into the ground.
"Call them off!"
Dormus licked his bleeding lips and smiled.
"No! The overseer might not be that formidable, but he made it clear that he was stubborn as an orc and loyal as a hound to the cause of Barnabas."
Ben knocked another arrow.
"No!"
Nath said.
"Bezog's too close."
Out of the corner of his eye, he caught Fang's dragon hilt glimmering on Ben's hip. He yanked his sword out. It burned hot as a furnace on his fingers.
"No, Fang, I won't let go this time."
Sweat burst on his forehead. He hefted the sword over his head with both hands. Even though it weighed a ton, resisting him, he brought the blade down on the amulet. Dormus screamed. The stone shattered with a gale-like blast of air, knocking everyone off their feet. Nath still held the burning hot sword in his hands.
"You need to trust me again, Fang."
He slid it back in the sheath, peeled off his smoking hands. Bezog floated down beside him.
"You did it,"
the elven wizard said. He pointed skyward.
"See?"
The dragons landed, scurried through the muddy streets, and disappeared into the farmlands. Nath saw a couple of smaller dragons fly through the night.
"Did you see that?"
Nath said. Bezog nodded. Nath squeezed Bezog's shoulder. The elf had a nasty gash on his arm.
"Is that a flesh wound I see on you?"
"Better a flesh wound than a death wound,"
Bezog replied.
"Well, it took you long enough to get here, elf,"
Brenwar said.
"We blew the horn of summons an age ago. What took you so long?"
"Dwarfs are heavy, and giant bats didn't like them. But they got them here, didn't they?" "Of course, if I could summon dragons,"
Bezog said, reaching down and picking up a shard of the amulet.
"That would be fascinating. I need time to investigate this."
He narrowed his violet eyes.
"Interesting. It's warm. Almost living."
Everyone leaned in for a closer look.
"Say,"
Nath said,
"where's Gorley?"
Pain erupted in Nath's side. Dormus had jammed a glowing dagger between Nath's ribs.
Death to Nath Dragon!
The overseer yelled.
Death! Death!